Welcome to the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.
Hi, welcome to another episode of our daily fintech podcast. This podcast episode is sponsored by Provenir. Provenir does more than help with your current tech challenges, they eliminate them. Designed and built to power agility, their cloud-native technology puts your team in control. Loved by startups, trusted by decacorns. The news highlight of the day is PayPal launches an all-in-one point-of-sale solution. The PayPal Zettle terminal further strengthens PayPal's in-store offering, putting an entire store kit in the palm of a small business owner's hands. With its sleek design, terminal is ready to go right out of the box, with no need for a second device to pair it with. Zan's Oliver Crespin steps down as CEO. Zan's CTO, Jamie Tittenden, has been named as interim chief. Mr. Crespin, who is also the co-founder of Zand, left the bank with effect from October 5th. Fintech News. Fintech Solutions. Gaeta launches a point-of-sale solutions in the UAE. PostPay and MasterCard launch a new solution to digitize payments requests across Italy. Digital Banking News. Banking Innovation. Nela has launched a new feature. This new feature combines mobile payments and international remittances. Bunk doubles down on budgeting features. The neobank's users in different EU countries are increasingly worried about their eroding savings and inability to make planned purchases. Banking Industry. Almariah Community Bank offers safe payments through Apple Pay. SurePay is a confirmation of pay vendor selected by RailsR. Crypto. The Bank of New NY Mellon is open for crypto business. Wirex announced the launch of USDC coin on the Stellar blockchain within the Wirex apps. Partnerships. WIO Bank announced a partnership with Stripe. MasterCard partnered with Enclude to further boost Egypt's vibrant fintech ecosystem and support the country's digital transformation journey. Gaeta partners with Visa to bolster digital payments. Yapily partnered with Uni to help e-commerce businesses gain a real-time overview of their finances. Done deal. Alameen nets funding for Sharia-compliant funds. FinAxo has secured almost $140 million. Black Bullion raises £2.5 million. Tugende raises $10 million in equity and debt funding. Step launched a crypto investing feature. Also, Step announced it has borrowed $300 million in a debt financing round led by Triple Point Capital and Evolve Bank and Trust. Lulu secures $200 million. That's all the news for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for another daily fintech podcast.
Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you tomorrow for another episode of the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.